All right, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I got to follow my mom with her jovial mood. We're glad you're all here today to celebrate our risen Savior, Jesus Christ. If we may now bow our heads in a time of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you today to worship you and to love you and to exalt you and to glorify you. We thank you for the many blessings you have given us and the many blessings you have promised to give us in the future. We thank you for allowing us to gather in a free country where we're able to publicly worship you, and we thank you for bringing us out of our own ways sometimes. We know that the paths aren't always clear, but we have faith that you will bring us through the trials and hard times of life. We thank you for everything you're doing. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. May we now turn to hymn 122, Standing on the Promises. We know that we can stand on the promises of God because he is our almighty Savior and all-powerful and all-merciful. We thank him and praise him for being God. May we now turn to hymn number 79, Let's Just Praise the Lord. We praise the Lord because he is our God. He died for us, each and every one of us. And he died for our sins that we do in disobedience towards God. But he is merciful and he is loving, so he died for us. For his name is wonderful, his name is great, and his name is to be praised among all nations. Let us turn in our hymn books to hymn number 65, His Name is Wonderful. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you today. We praise you. We praise you for all that you are. We know that the path to going forward is not always clear. We know that we may have apprehensions about how to move forward, but we know that your plan for us is timeless, your plan for us is perfect, and your plan for us is your will. We ask for guidance and discerning your will, and we thank you for everything that you have done for us. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
You may be seated. Junior worship is now dismissed for those in kindergarten through fourth grade. We have a special ministry planned especially for you. Before we continue this time of worship, I just want to highlight a couple brief announcements. If you'll notice with me on the back of your bulletin, we have the second annual trunk or treat taking place in just a couple weeks right out here in the parking lot. And we have sign-up sheets in the fellowship hall. We are looking for individuals to decorate the trunk of their car and then to pass out candy as the kids come by. And friends, if last year is any indication on what will take place this year, it was tremendous. And we had just so many kids down here that the police and the EMS came to our parking lot because they had no kids. And what a neat opportunity to, you know, just bless the kids of Gibsonburg and just to get to know them a little bit and share the love of Christ with them. Confirmation class will be taking place at Faith United Methodist Church right down the road today from 4 to 6 p.m. And we are looking at having a wonderful class down there. We have a couple kids from Trinity here, and then we also have, you know, kids from Pemberville and then kids from Faith as well. So we have three churches coming together, you know, with all of their youth. And what a neat thing to see, friends. What an awesome thing to see and to be a part of that. So if you know of any of your children or you have relatives that would be interested in that, it's not too late. Simply show up at Faith at 4 p.m. this afternoon, and we would love to have you. And we also have Samaritan's Purse, Operation Christmas Child. I should turn things over to Larry. Larry has a passion for Operation Christmas Child, and there's a stack of boxes in the fellowship hall. And these are shoe boxes that we pack with all kinds of items. And these shoe boxes are then sent all around the world, and they are distributed to the kids in various parts of the world that are in need. And it's a wonderful opportunity for you and for me to grab a hold of our own children, or to get a hold of our grandchildren, take them out, and let them pick out the items to fill the box with, bring it back in, and then we will have a date during the service where they will be brought up to the altar. We will pray over the shoe boxes, and then we will send them forth. So with that, let's turn our attention to the reading of... Yes? Okay. A blood drive?
Blood drive.
Okay. All right. So Saturday at Zion Lutheran?
Zion Hall, 8:30 to 1:30.
Okay. That'd be great. That would be great. So Saturday, 8:30 to 1:30, Zion Lutheran Church, right in the center of town, over there by the high school, at 8:30 to 1:30, a blood drive. So if you need more information, I'm going to send people to you, Beth. Is that all right? You can see Beth. Okay. 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 So Tables of Plenty is the meal that the six churches in this area, they come together, and once a month they serve a meal for anyone. Anybody that wants to come out for a meal that's prepared, it's at St. Michael's at their hall, and the meal starts at 4:30. We are in need of servers, and so if you are able to help serve, you can see Tina after the worship service as well. Any other announcements before we turn our attention to hearing of God's word? All right, let us listen to the word of God.
The reading today is on page 987. If you're in the Pew Bible, it's Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. This has been the reading of God's word. The ushers may now come forward, and Children's Church is dismissed.
Almighty, eternal, ever-loving Heavenly Father, we do indeed give you all the praise and the thanks and the glory for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us each and every day. As part of those blessings, Father, we placed on your altar this morning our gifts, our tithes, and our offerings, asking your blessing upon them, bless them and multiply them into your service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You may be seated. We live in a day where we don't like change. We like comfort. We like security. We like the routine. So much so that I have personally related to this, and I can understand not liking change. However, I will attest to you that at specific points in my life, God called me to change. He called me to change what I was doing. He called me to change my occupation, called me to change where I was living. He called me to change all kinds of different things. The sad reality is that sometimes we don't receive the blessing from God because we refuse change. And I'm here to tell you that salvation, at the core of salvation, is change. At the very core of being saved, of receiving Jesus, is change. You see, Jesus did not come to die on the cross on this earth to leave you and I in the same sad state that we were in. He came to die on the cross so that you and I could go from being in slavery, and we don't like that term in our world. We don't like that term because of the horrible past of America. But you and I were slaves to sin. You and I were slaves to unrighteousness. You and I were slaves to unholiness. And he calls us to change. Because Jesus said, if the Son sets you free, meaning Him, if He sets you free, you will be free indeed. And so when we deny change, friends, we are denying the essence of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are denying what Jesus will do. He said, behold, I make all things new. He didn't say, I'm going to leave them in the same state that I came and found them in. Yeah, I'm going to make them new. I'm going to change them. And when we deny change in our life, we refuse the blessing of God. I could tell you from time to time to time to time to time in my personal life where God called me to change. But we're creatures of habit. We are created to like that routine, and there's nothing wrong with that. It becomes wrong when that routine comes in the place of doing what God is calling you and I to do. You see, the story is told of a father who he saw three young children walking on the top of a high fence. Fearing that they would fall off of such a height, he went over there and outstretched his arms, and he said, hurry, before you fall, jump in my arms. Promptly, two of the children, immediately, without hesitation, jumped into their father's arms. The third one refused. So the father was asked, why did the third child hesitate? Why did the third child not jump in your arms? To which the father replied, the first two are my children. The third is not. You see, my children, they know that they can depend upon me. My children know that they can trust me. And so they did not hesitate. They immediately jumped. The third didn't know if I was trustworthy. And so it is with God the Father. Now, friends, you and I, we know God. Amen?
Amen.
That's why we're gathered. Amen?
Amen.
We know God. The trouble that we have is that we're like sometimes more like that third child than we are the first two children because we don't want change. We hesitate. We draw back. We fail to trust. See, that's the whole message of this morning. It's about trusting in God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. I venture to ask here this morning, how many of you looked under the pews before you sat down? To check and see if it was sturdy. How many of you in the back looked at the chair legs and checked to see if they would hold you? None of you. You see, so it is with us and with God. We don't need to check whether or not He's trustworthy. We don't need to check whether or not He is dependable. He has proven Himself trustworthy and dependable over and over and over and over again. And that's why in this context, the Word of God says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. You see, I didn't see many of you now. I didn't see you all sit down, but a few moments ago I did. I didn't see many of you begin to hesitantly begin to push on the pew and say, I wonder if it can hold me. But in our relationship with God, we do that very thing. We question. We hesitate. And God says, trust in me with all of your heart, the essence of your being. Don't hold anything back. Jump into my arms is what God is saying. Trust. Trust. We're going to sing in a few moments, trust and obey. I believe that's the closing song. No, it's "Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus." It's a tongue twister. Trusting in God. To depend upon Him with everything that we have. But the Scripture doesn't stop right there. It says, then lean not on your own understanding. You see, sometimes in our life, we lean on our strength. We lean on our ability. We lean on those things that we can control. We lean on what we know. We lean on those issues in life, the familiarity, the comfort. We lean on the security of those things that they bring to us, the security of a job, the security of going to work in the same place for 17 years. And God says, sell it. That's what we lean on. So much so that we drive the same pattern to work, the same route. We do the same things. We get up at the same times. We eat the same foods. We're creatures of habit, and we lean on those comfort things. And that causes us to not jump into the arms of God. When we lean on our own control, we're missing what God wants for you and for me. Scripture doesn't stop there. It says, acknowledge him in all your ways. Everything that you do, acknowledge him. One thing I can say without reservation about Trinity United Methodist Church is that we acknowledge God. Amen?
Amen.
In all that we do, ever since the day that I've been here in 2012, July 1st, I told you all that I want us to be a light into this community. I've never hidden that from anybody. But what is associated with that is change. The call of God, the responsibility that he has called you and me to, the privilege and the honor that he has given to all of us to go into this community and share his love. It's a high calling, friends. But if we fail to acknowledge God in all our ways. It doesn't say I can acknowledge God on Sunday mornings and then depart from it on Monday through Saturday. It doesn't say that I can acknowledge God on 1 hour on Sunday mornings. It says in all your ways, morning to night, acknowledge him. The recesses of your being, the depths of your heart, the essence of your mind, acknowledge God. To a point where it's not second nature, it's who you are. You see, sometimes I think our faith, our journey of walking by faith needs to be second nature. No, it needs to be who we are. It has to be who we are. When I was playing football, I had a coach, Coach Rice, and I was always undersized. I played nose tackle in college. I gave up 100 pounds against some of the linemen that I played against. And he told me, and he kept drumming this in my head, Max, if you think, you've lost. You got to react, 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 react. Our faith is no different, friends. If we have to stop and think that I've got to give God thanks, we've lost. We've missed it. It should be who we are. To acknowledge God in all of our ways, it means to acknowledge him in our thoughts, in our actions, in our very being. To acknowledge him from the moment we get up in the morning till the moment we go to sleep at night. And to acknowledge him. Now you might be sitting there saying, that's unrealistic. Maybe so. But you know what? I'm going to give it a go. I'm going to give it a go. Because none of us are guaranteed tomorrow. I'm going to give it a go. I'm going to seek to acknowledge him in all that I do. And what that means many times, friends, it means change. Change. Check me on this. Go from Genesis and check me on the patriarchs. And that's a fancy word for fathers, the fathers of the faith. Check me on it. Abraham, change. He left the land of the Ur of the Chaldeans. Why? Because God called him. Change. Mary, change. You're going to have the Christ child, Mary. Change. Even to the point when Herod was trying to wipe out the Messiah. Hey, Joseph, go, get out of here. Change. It's about change. And when we fail or refuse to change, we fail to receive the blessing, because the best part of these two verses, friends, is the promise that exists in verse 6. And he, meaning God, will make your path straight. He will make it straight. Meaning you will be walking in confidence. You will know without a shadow of a doubt if you trust, if you lean on God, if you acknowledge him. His promise is he will make your path straight. That's what we have before us. Trust. Lean not on our own understanding. Acknowledge and allow God to do what God wants to do. God wants to be the light of the world. He desperately wants to reach the community of Gibsonburg. So desperate that he sent Jesus to walk this earth, to lay down his life, to say, I love these people that much. And sometimes we can get in the way of God's will. And that way looks like unwilling to change. And don't look at me about change. I know change. I had a good life. Then God showed up. But the truth be told, I have a better life now. Amen? God's will is the blessing that he wants to give to you and to me when we listen and we jump in his arms. As that father walks over, arms outstretched, hey, jump in my arms. It's saying change. Don't walk on the fence. Jump to me. Trust me. And we are called to jump in the arms of God. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you, Lord, for your mercy. We thank you for the privilege and the honor. We thank you, O Christ, for the responsibility that you have given to us to jump in your arms, to say, Heavenly Lord, catch us. Father, help us to jump in your arms every day, to trust you that much. Help us, O Lord, to lean on you even when we're tempted to control things. Help us, O Jesus, to lean upon you, the one who is all-powerful, the one who is strength, who's the source of the strength of Samson, the one who gives our physical bodies strength. So, Father, help us to acknowledge you. No matter what we face, no matter what we go through, help us to trust, to lean on you, and to acknowledge. And Jesus, we thank you for the promise. The promise that you have given to all of us of making our path straight. We thank you for that. Blessed Savior, we praise you and honor you. In the holy name of Jesus, our Savior, we pray. Amen. If you would, as we close this time of worship, if you would join with me and stand and turn to hymn 324 or follow along on the words on the screen as we sing, "'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus." Now, before we close, I just want to remind everyone we will be having a congregational meeting. We're going to take a five-minute break, and then we will convene right here, and we will have a meeting here today. And so, if you are able, we invite you to stay. We want to clear up any of the comments and things like that. And we want to share with you the vision that God has given to us. And so may you be found faithful as you and I depart, faithfully trusting and jumping into the arms of God, whatever that means and however he calls you. May you allow the peace of Christ to flood your heart, mind, and soul. And may you receive the love of Jesus filling your very being. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, may you go and completely trusting in the Lord. Go in peace. Amen.